So I'd ask that you take your Bibles and go to the book of Luke. And I'd like for just to draw our attention to just a few words in Luke chapter 18. And I'd like to even have us consider four words before we pray today. And those four words would be day and night persistence. Day and night persistence. So before we get to Luke, let me read these texts from the Psalm 1 and Joshua 1. I think you'll recognize the text, but it'll kind of be the runway to the text in Luke. Some of you know the name Samuel Chadwick. Samuel Chadwick was a Methodist pastor in England and Scotland, late 1800s, early 1900s. And he said this, he said, "Hurry is the death of prayer." It's an interesting statement. Hurry is the death of prayer. That doesn't mean we can't pray quickly, but I appreciate even the tone of our praying tonight. This is spending a long time in the presence of the Lord. This is day and night persistence. So Psalm 1 says, "Blessed is the man." We know that phrase probably. This is talking about that blessed man. But in verse 2, Scripture says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night." So there's the theme of even what we're employing here in this meeting. And the result was the blessing of the Lord. "He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." So day and night persistence in meditation, even in God's word. And then Joshua 1 and verse 8, familiar text, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." So there's God's blessing on day and night persistence. So with that, Luke 18, and I'm going to read one sentence, and then I'd ask that you would even look in this text for the elements in this sentence. I've kind of been working on this for a couple of days in my own personal study, and here's the sentence. And this sentence, I've tried to work it to where it parallels the text, but doesn't always fit, so I'll force it. But persistent prayer takes relationship, seeing the need, knowing where the answer is, effort, and time. Time. Hurry is the death of prayer. So let's read Luke 18, beginning in verse 1. "Then he spoke a parable to them, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, get justice for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?" So I don't know that that last phrase refers to salvation, but it could be referring to, will God find persistent prayers? Will God find persistence? This type of faith on the earth. So even in this text, persistent prayer takes relationship, seeing the need. Relationship is what we have in salvation. Seeing the need is what we're praying for revival and awakening, for the advance of the gospel. knowing where the answer is can only come from God. We can't go to anyone else. It requires effort. This lady came to him. She had to get out of her chair and go to the judge. And we have gotten out of our comfort zone, if you will, and we're coming before the Lord. And it requires time. There was time taken in persistence. There was time taken in troubling the judge. Now, this is not saying that we have to nag God to get an answer. But it does appear in this text and other texts that spiritual warfare takes time. There is a battle to be fought, and it's often not instant. It takes time. Just like knocking on the door, looking for bread, and it takes time. So this takes time. Praying day and night, persistent praying, takes time. Will the Lord find this kind of faith when he returns? We trust he will. In fact, we trust it'll be explosive numbers of people dependent on the Lord, even in persistent praying. Persistent prayer takes relationship, seeing the need, knowing where the answer is, effort, and time. So compare that with these closing verses. In Matthew, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Takes time to plant. Takes time to water. But only God could bring the increase. Paul and Apollos couldn't do it, but they knew where to go. Acts 13:29 says they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulcher, but God raised him from the dead. Now, I don't know where this would fall theologically, but God did not raise Jesus immediately. The prophecy would have not been fulfilled, but God did not raise Jesus immediately. He could have, but there was time involved. There's time between the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And even Matthew chapter 19 and verse 26, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So as we're praying with persistent praying, we can be reminded that our God is able. He's able to be the one who pulls us up out of that miry clay and that horrible pit, and set us on a rock, put a new song in our heart, our mouth. And that's what we're praying for our culture. That's what we're praying for our loved ones, our prodigals, our spouses, our children, our coworkers, our neighbors, those who need God. We're praying, even if it takes time, even if it takes effort. We know the only one we can go to is God. And we have that relationship with him. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, let's employ persistent prayer, even day and night. God bless you.